now you're sort of, a full-time linebacker, at least in the first couple of downs. Are you absolutely convinced that that won't change? I mean, there's always the possibility of an injury, and you think that
We've discussed it. You know, my role is fluid here, you know, and we'll figure it out as we go, and, you know, hopefully the offense we play will be one step behind us.
Do you think of yourself as a linebacker, or is it you never been playing a linebacker?
No, I'm a linebacker now. So, you know, I always keep those, you know, those pass rush skills. I always keep those D-line skills because I've been doing that for years now, and that's not an issue. But, you know, when it comes down to it in terms of mentally and all the learning and stuff, it's linebacker mentality.
When you signed here, did you know you were coming back as a linebacker?
Yeah. We discussed it. You know, I knew the types of situations that they were planning to use me in. And, you know, the beauty of having a guy like Perry on your side is that he's going to, you know, use his personnel very well. You know, I think got off to a good start last year before the injury. And, you know, and I was very happy and very comfortable with the way that I was being used.
Did they tell you going into the offseason, hey, you know, you might be linebacker, so think about that as far as weight-wise or anything like that?
Going into the offseason?
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, I was a free agent
going
into offseason. And, you know, a lot of other teams or the words that, you know, I was getting were, you know, that people were looking at me as a linebacker. So, you know, I tried to keep my weight, you know, split the difference between where I would play as a defensive end or where I would play as a linebacker and be able to go up or down depending on it. And that's what I did.
You know, over the last few years, the prices for defensive have gone through the roof. Was that something that you had to consider at all when you
made that's the business part of it. Now, you know, when you go into free agency, I think it's important just to, number one, evaluate, you know, the team, the coaching style, you know, city life, those situations. And then, you know, money does come into it as a factor, but you have to take the best opportunities you have to go out there and perform. Because, I mean, you can go out and sign a contract and play for, you know, a team that you don't really fit in and, you know, cut your career short doing that. So I think, you know, trying to find the best all-around fit is really important.
Did the few games last year when you got off to such a good start, you know, fortifying your head that Perry's system would really suit, you know, you in this hybrid role?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I was referring to. I mean, he knows how to use his personnel. And, you know, my people refer to my versatility, but, you know, a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, Perry's going to put people in the position to make plays, and he's done a good job of that.
So from that linebacker role last year, in that short sample, you saw a lot of ability, a lot of chances.
Oh, yeah.
You're not like I have to take a backseat or anything.
No. There's no backseat role, I think. You know, like I said, Perry's he's all about, you know, one, you know, getting to the quarterback, stopping the run the way, you know, it should be done, and he's going to use whatever means he has to get it done.
And do you, in this linebacker, do you think your sack numbers, goals, have to go down?
Absolutely not.
They have to go up, and what do you still look at? I could be a double-digit guy, doesn't matter where I go.
Yeah, absolutely. In this defense, everybody can be a double-digit guy.
Hey, Matthias, considering your background, how much of an eye could be kept on Mark Hurst with him?
Oh no, he's a great kid, you know. And you know, I had a chance to, you know, have a chance this year to, you know, be in that meeting room and to be in there with him. You know, number one, you can talk about, you know, all the things that he's had to overcome. But if you just look at him, you know, as a player, as an individual, I mean, he personifies what this game is all about. I mean, he's overcome obstacles and he continues to work hard, and he does it with a, you know, sense of humility, but also, you know, that attitude and that passion, that fire and that confidence that you need. So it's fun to watch.
I'm sure you watched him before, you know, Spencer. How far away is he now from being the player he was, you know, before everything happened?
I think he's right on the doorstep. I think he's a guy who's going to have a lot of success in this league. If you watch him move around, if you didn't know him, you didn't know his story, you would think that, you know, he's just a regular player out there, you know, running to the ball and everything. So, you know, definitely pulling for him, and I know he's going to be successful.
What are the differences in the rooms? You know, you were in the defensive line room for a long time, but you're kind of, you know.
The amount of information, you know, is, you know, when you have to, you know, you take one step away from the line of scrimmage, you know, everything comes into play, and there's just a lot more stuff that you have to go over. But, you know, like I said, you know, I made that transition a couple years ago, so it's nothing new.
What about the personality of the room? You know, the defensive line was a strong personality-driven group.
I think they're pretty similar.
Really?
Yeah, I think they are. You know, I mean, everybody says D linemen are a little crazy, you know, but, you know, linebackers, you know, they're not that far behind. So, you know, both rooms are fun to be in. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, there's just a lot more learning that has to be done in the linebacker meeting room.
Jonathan Goff's crazy.
Jonathan Goff is crazy. Yeah, if he hasn't said it, I'll say it for him. Yeah, he's crazy. He's a nice guy off the field, but, you know, you get him on the field, he's a different man.
Obviously, on Saturday, JPP had a, you know, great day. Can you talk a little bit, you know, as a veteran, like, seeing him progress the last couple of years, on and off the field?
I mean, he's another guy that's exciting to watch. I mean, if you just look at him, number one, he's, you know, he's physically gifted. He's got all the you know, things that you look for in a defensive end. Now you put him in that meeting room. You got guys like, you know, Justin Tuck and OC who can, you know, can show him you know, a lot of the, you know, different techniques and the small things about the game. I think the sky's the limit for that kid.
Can you talk about the difference in getting to the quarterback when you're not at the line of scrimmage and the things you have to, you know, your athletic ability, what you have to either read or see if you're, you know, I know that times you'll be up at the line doing it, but when you're asked to rush when you're not up at the line.
I think if you're talking about just rushing from a linebacker spot, I mean, once you cross that line of scrimmage, I mean, you're just a pass rusher. So, I mean, all the things you have to think about happen before, you know, the ball is snapped. But if your number is called, I mean, you get a full head of steam. I mean, that helps out a lot. And then, you know, you're just trying to get to the quarterback as fast as you can, and all the drills, all the work that you've done as a defensive lineman come back into play.
But it's different vision, right? Because a lot of times you'll be up.
It's a different vision, but that's what I'm saying. It was, you know, all that stuff comes before the ball is snapped, and, you know, we do a lot of work on that, so it's not an issue.
From what you saw in game one, how good can this unit be?
I mean, there's tremendous potential. You know, that's number one. I mean, we have a great core group of guys, and you know, everybody's obviously worked hard during the offseason. Everybody's still in great shape. You know, I think the thing that puts us in the best position is, you know, is having Perry. You know, he's gonna call the right numbers at the right time. And, you know, if we live up to our potential, it'll be a dominating defense.
Yeah, because everybody's thinking the Eagles have added so much. Can anybody stop the Eagles? I mean, is there?
I mean, you know, that's. That's what I was saying. I mean, it looks good. Looks good on paper. You know, the game still had to be played. And, you know, I put you know, all my confidence in these guys in this locker room.